We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Really long intro. But the point is that a lot of people have had to, just as it is with telemedicine, have actually been looking for care online, I guess. Correct? Yeah, that's right. And with us is Hope Usinowski, who's the clinical director of outpatient care, community health centers, and they're in New Britain, by the way. So, okay, here you are. You got COVID. People are sometimes, it's very difficult for people. What have you come across, Hope?
We've come across a number of issues. And, you know, with COVID, we're seeing, as you kind of mentioned, a lot of people are isolated to their homes.
Yeah.
They're not able to see family members that they were used to seeing prior to COVID that were near and dear to their hearts. So, you know, it definitely has isolated people, and it's caused a number of mental health issues for folks. We're seeing that a lot with our child and adolescent clients, unfortunately, which is pretty sad, too. So, it's definitely an issue, and we're happy to provide services at CMHA to people who need it.
So, say, I mean, just to take the progression of so many different kinds of questions, and thanks for coming on, Hope.
No, appreciate it.
I mean, say you're concerned about your child and you don't know if there's anything diagnosable, right? What do you do? What are the first steps to try to get help? Because there's A, parents don't know what to do, and B, the kids might be resistant to trying to get any kind of help.
True.
So how do you handle it?
Yeah, that's a great question. So right now with telehealth, it's actually, you know, one of the perks that we're seeing, that we don't have to have the child come into the office. We can reach them through telehealth. And that is something that our children are much more used to these days.
Yeah.
And more, you know, willing to engage with us in. So, you know, if the parents are seeing that their child is having some mental health issues, or they think that there might be something maybe not diagnosable, or maybe it is, they can give us a call and we can set up an intake or even just a consultation with the parents to kind of consult and figure out what might be going on and see if there's any way we can help.
Are telehealth appointments, is that fully covered with insurance, same as whatever? Like, is it all the same?
That's a great question. And the answer is yes. Right now, we are able to cover telehealth with insurance. However, it's expected that that's not going to stick around for forever.
Yeah.
We hope that it will, but we're very worried that it won't, because we're reaching so many more people this way. And more people are getting used to it. So we definitely want it to stick around. The good news at CMHA, though, is that we do have a number of grants. So if people don't have insurance, we can still see them or their children without having to, utilize insurance to provide services.
You touched on this just briefly a moment ago. Is there a difference between doing it in person and actually having them in office, in clinic, whatever, where you can, you know, study things other than the words they're saying and their facial expressions?
Yeah, I mean, there are pros and cons to both sides, right? So there are some clients will really benefit from being in person with us, and that's why we're still open at CMHA and provide services in person. And then, you know, telehealth allows us to kind of break the barrier of transportation issues and childcare issues. So again, we're able to reach those clients who might not necessarily be able to make it in.
We're talking with Hope Usinowski, Director of Outpatient Care with Community Mental Health Affiliates here on The Morning Show with Ray and Brian. You know, this whole issue of stigma with mental health, I'm going to take a macro approach to the question. You have a lot of stars and star athletes talking about how important mental health is. Do you find that is helping to break down the stigma? And I have two questions. Is that working? And also, Do you feel like mental health is a bigger problem, or now we just pay more attention to it?
Those are two very good questions. I'll do my best to answer them. I think that, yes, with people coming out in the media speaking openly about mental health, it does make folks that might not necessarily feel comfortable seeking treatment, maybe it makes them a little bit more brave to reach out and find the treatment that they might benefit from themselves. We do see our numbers are growing. I think at this point we're taking about 20 to 30 intakes per week just at CMHA. And, you know, we're just in New Britain. We have other campuses in Waterbury as well. And,
right.
I do think that there are more people seeking treatment, but there still are some that still are afraid of the stigma. So we, you know, hard.
I just have a question. For these kids, you know, you've got COVID. And for some people, this is the absolute boogeyman. I mean, it's going to get you. And I think that's affected a lot of people, has it not? This kind of fear of this disease?
Absolutely. Yeah, especially at the beginning. I know we saw a number of individuals who are experiencing extreme anxiety from, you know, fear of contracting COVID. And what would that mean for them and their family members? Yeah. Would that mean that they're going to die, or, you know, that something might happen to their loved ones? We definitely saw an increase in anxiety-related disorders when it came to COVID, as well as depressive-related disorders.
Do you think there are parts of the mental health treatment side of things that are sort of underdeveloped, that we're not good enough at sort of treating? You know, in my family, we've had some issues with, like, say, OCD, and it was so difficult to find good people to work with to treat it in the way that we needed to. And I didn't know if there's elements of your field that you think you guys need to, well, the research world, the medical world needs to get better at.
Yeah, I think at CMHA, we focus largely on evidence-based practices, so we can treat specific disorders like PTSD, like OCD, and many within the child diagnostic categories as well. So, I think that there's still some work to do, but I do feel that at CMHA, we are doing everything that we can to provide those services that are backed by evidence to, help people through their difficulties.
All right. Well, that was good. Good. Thank you for giving us your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.